We have another question over here.
Here.
Yes.
Yep. So stepping away from the industry for a minute, Sonny, I loved your comparison of kind of the medieval to the industrial to the digital leadership era and how we impact change. Coming from Marine Corps infantry leadership, where we were medieval bordering on industrial, to now working in a health plan where we're very diverse, inclusive, many-to-many model, as you would describe it. I've seen how technology and culture can impact change, and change is great in that many-to-many model. Where I've seen struggles, though, with the cultural change is what I call the diffused accountability model. So you talked about the keys of innovation being information, accountability, responsibility, I think.
Authority and responsibility.
Okay, so how do you, give me some examples or techniques that you've seen in changing the culture in the many-to-many model along the lines of authority and responsibility, because I see us falling short there, partly as an industry, as we collaborate amongst each other and we talk about innovation and collaboration together, but who's authoritative, who's responsible for each of the variable components? Just interested in your perspective there.
Yeah, that's this is a very tough issue because to grant and allow, bestow accountability, authority, responsibility, and information, three components to make good decisions to lower levels of the organization, it goes back to the issue of self-management as a leader, because most of the time they end up feeling threatened by empowered employees because they think they're going to challenge their authority or they're going to somehow undermine their agenda. And that's that again, it goes back to the trust factor. When they know that so I'm going to say a four-letter word for at work. It's love. Okay? So it's not enough that you care about your employees. You have to actually love them to a point where you would go without your mortgage so that they can make their payments. A lot of the times they go, no, I'm not willing to do that. Or when I say, you need to be a point where you are willing to sacrifice your career trajectory to take care of your people. Oh, no, I'm not willing to do that. Without that level of putting the other person first, it's hard to establish the trust. When you have the trust and that instill the trust in people, then it's not about you. It's about the other person, caring for and loving the other person. And then they know that you will go to bat for them and stick your neck out for them and take all kinds of risks for them. They will do anything for you. They'll go through the fire desert for you. They'll take an underwater basket weaving class, whatever it is. They'll do anything for you. So it's a mutual relationship of trust. When you establish that, then you are willing to then push down on your fear that says, what if he undermines what I'm trying to do? Or what if she gets ahead of me? That is all based on your fear from the industrial era. Things are changing so fast. There's no such thing as the all-knowing, right, leader that knows how the game's going to get played out to the end. You don't know that. That's why you have to be humble enough to accept that the fact that you don't know everything, and people under you actually might know better than you. And then that allows you to just put your fear at ease and say, okay, I trust you to make the best decision possible because we are in this together, and I look out for your best interest. And that's how you can give them the authority, responsibility, and information, especially information, because information is power. Don't try to hold on to them. Share everything that you know, unless it's illegal, share everything with them so that they can make the best decision possible and best informed decision possible.